Spotlight. The dinosaur franchise tries for bigger, louder, and more teeth. Jurassic World bites into the modern blockbuster. It seems like only yesterday when Steven Spielberg captured the imagination of audiences around the world with the first two installments of his blockbuster dinosaur franchise. Now, 22 years later, we've seen these dinosaurs go through an upgrade with computer-generated effects, merchandise, and theme park-style attractions. While it's easy to lament the kind of films born out of Spielberg's box office record setter, Jurassic Park was, and still is, a kind of pop perfection that has since been endlessly copied, but rarely equaled. Jurassic World, the latest incarnation of the dinosaur franchise, is directed by Colin Trevorrow. After the events of Jurassic Park, the island the park is on, Isla Nublar, now features a fully functioning dinosaur theme park, Jurassic World, as originally envisioned by John Hammond, played by Richard Attenborough, who created the park. After 10 years of operation and with visitor rates declining, a new attraction is created to re-spark visitors' interest, and it backfires horribly. What was once a charmingly cheesy, if fatally misguided, island resort off Costa Rica has grown into a sprawling, monorail-traverse theme park that is worth billions. The park has become a lot more interactive, like a sort of prehistoric petting zoo. Jurassic World is a Dino Disney World, complete with long lines, bored teens, and no shade to speak of. For better or worse, Jurassic World has done a very good job of recreating the typical theme park experience. The feat of bringing dinosaurs back from extinction is no longer enough of a draw for the park, an obvious parallel to the pressure on Trevorrow to amplify entertainment and maintain franchise profit. Scarier, new species of dinosaur hybrids have been genetically engineered to satisfy the masses streaming through the gates and to boost sales. Bigger, louder, more teeth is the demand of the park's corporate overlords, including the serene CEO Simon Mizrahi, played by Irfan Khan. But the real face of the new Jurassic World is its operations manager, Claire Deering, played by Bryce Dallas Howard, a business suit-clad executive who calls the dinosaurs assets and describes the park in terms of revenue, not awe. When her two nephews, a brooding teenager named Zach, played by Nick Robinson, and his younger, more excited brother Gray, played by Ty Simpkins, arrive for a visit, Claire still spends most of her time in the NASA-like control room or hosting potential sponsors. Lots of action, but short on awe. There's a scene early on when Mizrahi sees the new hybrid T-Rex for the first time, along with his second-in-command, Deering. Will it scare the children, she wonders. It will give the parents nightmares, he replies. That focus on nightmares, perhaps, is what limits Jurassic World. The original film was appropriately frightening, but it was also suffused with a sense of wonder. This time around, there are plenty of shocks, but the awe is missing. What do you expect, really, when the dinosaurs are so accessible they're practically tame? One amphibious dinosaur is made to leap for his supper like a whale in SeaWorld. And though Gray watches this trick with delight, his elder brother Zach couldn't care less. He's busy checking his phone. The only one who seems to understand the dinosaurs is Owen Grady, played by Chris Pratt, who is a kind of velociraptor whisperer. He's trained a foursome of raptors, each sporting its own nickname, using clicking sounds. He shouts commands, "Stand down, Blue," that would sound more fitting for an overly friendly Russell Terrier than a resurrected raptor. When the dinosaur's intelligence is again underestimated, chaos returns to the park, courtesy of a wily, ferocious hybrid of mysterious genetic makeup called the Indominus Rex. He's part T-Rex, part frog, part special ingredient, and all business when it comes to hunting its prey, much more furious than the Tyrannosaurus. Trevorrow does well enough with the action scenes, which are brutal, fast, and satisfying. But everything between these scenes is marred by stock characters, woeful writing, and sentimentality of the worst kind. Spielberg, I'm willing to bet, would never go so far as to include an extended scene with Grady comforting a dying brontosaurus. The 3D Jurassic World is an oversaturated movie. Computer-generated imagery runs amok here as much as dinosaurs. Composer Michael Giacchino's new score punctuates the action as the characters gradually come together from locations across the park. Pratt slides perfectly into the film. His character, Grady, is like Indiana Jones, a little more serious, a little less rakish, and definitely not silly. But it's Howard who makes the biggest impact as a corporate cog whose controlled world is imploding. She's quite the corporate stereotype. She keeps her heels throughout, but her transformation is the most convincing one in a film full of dubious evolutions. Keywords. Installment. Merchandise. Incarnation. To backfire. Prehistoric. Extinction. To suffuse. Amphibious. Ferocious. Sentimentality.